Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did the Jacksonville Jaguars hire a Donkey Kong for a coach? Now, I've learned my lesson as far as like first impressions from coach press conferences. Because several years back, I saw the initial press conferences for both Sirianni from Philly and Dan Campbell from Detroit. Yeah. I looked at them and I said, well, these guys, they're both clowns. They can't even handle a basic press conference without looking like just total buffoons. And now they coach the two best teams in the NFC. Philadelphia, who's going to the Super Bowl, and Detroit, who got upset by the Commanders in the playoffs. So I've kind of learned my lesson. But, I mean, Liam Cohen, he kind of looked like a dog and sounded like a dog.
He looks like AWOD in the face.
He does look a little bit like AWOD. Here's what I do know. I do know that AWOD can't scheme up an offense like Liam Cohen.
Right.
Because that guy did work in his 1 year in Tampa. But is he head coaching material? I don't know. The Jags apparently think so. Here's some of the audio of him during his introductory press conference yesterday.
How do we make this as much about the players and making this about bringing out the best in you? That's what this is about. Jacksonville, the community. Duval. How do we do this together?
So cheesy. And I know that's their slogan, their motto, whatever the heck you want to call it.
That was getting played a billion times on Twitter.
Why is he getting criticized for the Duval?
Just because it sounded
cheesy.
Just
because he's trying too hard to be like, hey, how are you young kids? I'm going to try to say something.
It sounds like he's pretty a dorky guy.
Duval.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to kill him for that. Was there other stuff? The other stuff that was...
That's mostly what he was getting raked over the coals for.
Well, that and his suit. I mean, can you get a suit that fits?
He's doing the Ben McAdoo. That was his bit years ago. Yeah. Right. Ben McAdoo had a big, ill-fitting suit that he wore to his Giants presser, and things just went south from there.
Well, if you look at it, he looks like that guy from Beetlejuice. He looks like he has a tiny head, and he's wearing a giant suit.
Right.
He's a bad first impression.
He does have an awful Donnie head.
He does, no doubt.
I take your word for it, but I'm looking at the pictures. I don't see that. It doesn't jump out at me.
You're not getting the same vibes?
Yeah, like I see the picture of him with Shad Khan.
Yeah.
Looks like he has a fairly normal-sized head. Does he look like he has a tiny head there in that picture, Cakes? Am I just...
I mean, it looks normal size there, but maybe he just does have
looks
like,
normal
the angle from the presser. You have to show me one, Drab.
I don't doubt that
video,
you have one.
It's the video of he's talking, and his suit doesn't fit, so it makes him look a lot bigger, his body bigger than he really is. So it looks like he has a small head.
I see the video.
So you're saying the suit's just too big for him?
I'm saying this guy's a goofball.
he might be a goofball, no doubt.
It's not. First impression is everything.
Cakes is right.
If he can devise a plan and get some talent.
My record has not been great.
Dan Campbell, that was not good.
Yeah, and Sirianni, I whiffed on both those guys.
Both those guys, terrible first impression.
Can you find the Sirianni?
You're also bad. Steve Mariucci. His press conference was a disaster.
Can you go back and find the Sirianni opening presser? Because his was especially bad. I mean, Campbell was at least energetic, but he was just talking nonsense about we're going to bite people's kneecaps. It's an infamous press conference. Sirianni, I think, was just a dud. Like, he had no personality, looked comatose. I was like, how's this guy going to lead a group of men?
What's Cohen's background beyond being the offensive coordinator?
He's off the McVay coaching tree.
Was he a college player somewhere? Or
UMass legend.
He was a UMass quarterback legend?
Yes, UMass. Okay. Yeah.
How old is he?
I think he's like 40. 40. Might be younger than that. He's very young.
He looks like he's about 38. I mean, he looks pretty young.
No, he's probably in that range.
39 years old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was he was with the Rams for a couple of years, and he was with Kentucky. He was the offensive coordinator with Kentucky, and then he went to Tampa.
Got ya.
So he's been, coaching since 2011.
I would just caution on saying he sucks based on his presser, because we've both fallen prey to that.
But Awad now has his Halloween costume for 2025.
He does look like
headset. Get the coaching sideline gear, and he's Liam Cohen. And nobody's going to know who he is, except unless you're a Jags fan. And I don't think those actually exist.
No one.
Find me a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
He's got good teeth.
I defy you.
I'm jealous of his teeth.
Yeah, he's got good choppers.
Yeah, they got good teeth.
Sometimes it can be a tell, though. Zorn had an embarrassing first press conference with the maroon and black. Tom Sula couldn't talk during his.
I think it's
McAdoo had a horrible suit.
Hey, I think it's 50-50.
As long as he has Trevor Lawrence throw the ball to Brian Thomas Jr. 145 times in 2025, he can do no wrong. Because that dude is a stud. Stud.
Yeah, but you know what? That's also another problem. Trevor Lawrence is throwing the ball.
Understood. But look, they gave him a big bag of money.
I know
It's hard to find.
They got
to
get better all the way around.
It's impossible to find an elite quarterback. It's hard to find an even good quarterback for the most part.
Yeah.
So they're doing the best they can with Trevor Lawrence. And maybe Lawrence's numbers get a bump like Mayfield's did under Cohen's tutelage.
Is Tampa upset at the end of the day that he left?
I don't think they're happy.
Yeah.
I don't think they're happy at all.
I think they're upset the way it happened, right? Because it looked like he was going to re-sign and get an extension for more money. But apparently he did have an out.
Well, I mean, if they did fire the GM and he didn't get along with the GM, and now he still has an opportunity,
his out was,
can't blame him.
Out was he hadn't signed his deal
yet. How can
yet?
Fans or teams be upset when their hot coordinators get plucked?
Right. I mean, something happened with his wife and his kid. I think he has a kid that was either hospitalized or special needs or something like that, and his wife jumped into the fray because she was upset that they were taking shrapnel of the and forth thing, and it became a whole thing.
Mm.
Shad Khan, though, he's quickly rising up the ranks of, like, top donk. Like, he's up there.
Him and the dude from Carolina. Why is his name escape? Tepper.
Tepper, pretty Khan, close. Jerry.
Tepper might be on the Mount Donk more of present NFL.
Well, and it also seems like Jacksonville plays, like, half their games in Europe.
Right.
Didn't they stay over there back-to-back weeks?
Yes, they did this past year.
Yeah, that's tough.
I wish I had had the genius idea of I think Shad Khan got into like car parts. Like he's made billions by being like a car parts guy.
Right.
But I know nothing about car parts, so I'm woefully unqualified to get into that business.
They're also making fun of Cohen because he used an acronym. Like he says we want to play fast. He wants the team to play fast.
Oh no.
Well, no, it's
both mentally and physically.
Like fast, like
physically.
Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, and tough, both mentally and physically.
I mean, you can't fit that on a t-shirt.
I can't. Well, I know you're supposed to be able to remember it when you do it that way. I can't remember it. It's so wordy.
He's going
to
have that like plastered all over the locker room. Like you can't remember it. You need like a poster.
That's going to be all over fast.
Right.
Just like anytime, anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
That's going to be
Liam's. But that one you can remember. The other one, like you can't remember what the letters stand for.
It seems very office, the office-y.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
He does look like a dork. He doesn't. He almost looks too cheerful to be a football coach. Like, you know what I mean?
He hasn't like been beaten down by it yet.
Yeah, but I'm not betting against him. I'm out of that business because I've done too much of that. Been wrong.
Hmm.
I just don't know. I think he probably won't succeed because it's Jacksonville.
It just seems like a place where he's got to work for Khan.
Yeah. Yeah, more so than it's because he's got some personality flaw. I mean, maybe he's Jim Zorn version two. You could make that argument. But it seems like he's a lot more locked in on the current NFL. I don't know.
Take Shad Khan. Not only is he a car parts guy, yeah. It seems like he's just a bumper guy.
Yeah, he had something to do with bumpers.
He specializes in bumpers?
So he went to college. He came here when he was 16 years old. Okay. He went to college, it looks like, at Granger College of Engineering.
All right.
It's an engineering degree. And then he starts working for an auto manufacturing company when he graduated. And then he started Bumper Works. Made car bumpers for customized pickup trucks.
Yeah. Whatever he's doing.
Started the business on a $50,000 loan, okay, and he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well,
he's worth $13.5 billion. So he's turned bumpers into a $13.5 billion fortune.
It's a brilliant
Good
idea.
For him.
Brilliant.
So that story, the Cohen deal, was apparently he couldn't be reached on for an entire day.
Okay.
After the Bucks were trying to get him to.
Yeah,
to,
he went
to
silent.
And he said he was at the hospital with his kid. His kid was either sick or something was going on. So that's when you're talking about the wife backed it up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the wife was, look, when you're the wife of an offensive coordinator, you probably don't get much social media attacks. But all of a sudden she was feeling it and she was like, we're in the hospital.
Right. Yeah. I mean, our kid was sick. So that was that story.
Well, she's going to get him when he's the head coach.
Yeah.
Like the shrapnel's just going to increase at this point.
Yeah.
Well, does he get credit for a lot of Baker's turnaround?
Yeah, he gets credit.
I think he would have to.
Pretty good.
He's
turnaround.
The offensive coordinator. The numbers take a bump like they did.
Was he the QB coach the year before?
I'm not sure.
I think he was at. No, I think he was only at Tampa 1 year, wasn't he?
He just came in for the 1 year.
I think he was at Kentucky.
Got their offense into the top five.
Will Levis.
He actually looks like a butt nice guy. Which most football coaches don't necessarily give off that vibe.
Right.
It's a little, you know.
Yeah, like they'll scream at you every turn.
They're a little, have a rougher exterior.
So maybe
he's in for it.
So the only job that's open currently is New Orleans, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And did they say, is it official? Is Cliff going to interview? I know they wanted to reach out to him.
Have not heard whether he officially has an interview with the Saints or not.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, if I'm Cliff, I would at least take the interview and see what they have to say. Like, if they're going to offer me the gig.
How much money are they going to give me?
How much money would the Saints offer Kingsbury?
That'd be at least $10 million. Isn't that the going rate? At least 10?
I mean, if Ben Johnson is getting $13 million from the Bears, I mean,
and he's got experience. Like, he's
I would think the minimum I would accept is 9 or 10.
Yeah, I think you got to start with double digits.
Yeah. I was watching Finley.
It's a good position
on
to be in.
Channel 4, and he was at the park just doing the interviews with the the exit interviews with everyone cleaning out their locker. But he didn't mention. I don't think he mentioned Kingsbury.
Uh huh.
So
did he mention any of the coaches?
No, he was just talking about some of the players. But I saw Marshawn Lattimore driving into the facility yesterday.
Did he stop and say hello to you?
No, his either his wife or his girlfriend was driving.
Oh, okay.
Zach Ertz did make it clear that he is not retiring.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, good.
If you notice that.
Wants to run it back.
He wants to run it back. I don't know.
Whether it's here or elsewhere, who knows?
I couldn't get a good read from Bobby Wagner. He was still upset, you can tell.
Sure.
When they were interviewing him. Scott Abraham asked him how he looks back on the season. He's like, I'm not even in that mode yet. I'm
right.
Like, it's still
not
hurts.
Ready to reflect.
Yeah, I'm not in the, like,
I can understand
put
that.
A bow on the season right now.
Still fresh coming off the loss to the Eagles.
Did you see the contract that Logan Thompson got?
I did. And it's not surprising. Like, he's about to hit the market after the season ends. So the Caps clearly love what he's doing. I mean, he's top five in almost every important metric. Might be top three in a lot of them. So, and he's young. Sign him up to a 6-year deal. Another seemingly masterstroke by Brian McClellan.
The only thing I would say is that goalies are so hit or miss year to year. It's a weird thing where they can be hot and then kind of go cold and then you move on. And next thing you know, you're just like not that same guy. And then, 2 years later, they get hot again. It's not that they suck forever, but it does seem to be up and down. I don't know. That they gave him 6 years?
Six-year deal.
Wow.
Six million per.
A little under $6 million. But I mean, it's a nice deal.
So, and what is Lindgren's situation?
I believe he's a free agent at the end of the season.
So they're going to move on from him. So he wins the battle.
I mean,
that's got to be an awkward spot.
Logan Thompson has won the head-to-head battle between those two goalies.
That's got to be
awkward.
Which
is kind of surprising because Lindgren kind of looked like he was the leader in the clubhouse at the end of last season.
They're year to year. It's a roller coaster, that position.
But McClellan saw that Thompson was available via trade. He pulls the trigger on it, brings him in, and now he's basically the new guy.
I mean, he's third in the league, and he's second in the league in goals against. He's third in the league in save percentage.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been
way beyond what even McClellan, I would guess,
expecting. I officially question the 6 years, but let's see how it works out.
I mean, how old is Thompson? Is he 27 or 28?
Probably.
I think he's not. Yeah, he's not even 30 yet. So
27.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of that position. I'm not sure I would give any goalie 6 years, but
I mean, he's 22-2.
Ain't no more than me.
I mean, that is a ridiculous record.
I think that's
wild.
They're playing tonight, right? They're playing Calgary tonight.
Playing in Calgary tonight.
Yep.
When we come back, the Commanders are going to have a lot of players hitting that free agent market. Who are you bringing back if you're the brain trust, if you're the brass for the Commanders? We'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.